Tom?
I guess that's called a smattering of applause. Thanks, everyone, for coming this evening. We sure appreciate it. Again, the reason I am here tonight and the reason TCC exists is because of that financial town meeting last year. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't exist if it wasn't for that event and the irregularities that brought forward. What I'd like to do, part of our charge that we have given ourselves with the TCC is voter education, because we feel very strongly that an informed citizenry, particularly in Tiverton, is a good thing. So tonight, for about the next 9 minutes, I'm going to talk about the budget process, where the budget comes from, how it gets us to here, and where it ends up, and oh, by the way, how your taxes come out of that. So we're going to do very basic stuff here, just stick with me. The process is defined in the town charter. By the way, we got a great website in Tiverton. Go online, look under Tiverton, Rhode Island, you'll find the website. It's a great website. And if you go look at online documents, and then town forms, and then 2008 town charter, if you haven't looked at it, have a look at the town charter. Just skim it. If you like, you can read it over a couple of times. A lot of interesting information in there about the process. The town charter defines the process, it defines the town, the timelines. And oh, by the way, we go through this process. It started in January, actually before January, late last year. And it goes through the financial, it goes through the budget committee, the town council, the school committee, budget committee works on that. And it goes to us, the voters, and we are the ones who approve it. The financial town meeting is going to be on May the 9th. It's a Saturday at 9 in the morning. Come, bring your friends. I'll emphasize that again, too. Where do the numbers come from, the budget numbers? They come from two different areas. I call them sides. There's a municipal side. That's about 40% of the budget. And then there's a school side, which is about 60% of the budget. How does the budget break down? Like I said, 60% for the schools and approximately 40% for the municipal budget. The budget committee began working on this process in January, intensively. We've been working 3 months steady to get to the point where we are here. The town council and the town administrator work on the municipal side of the budget, and they present it to the budget committee. The school committee works on the school side, and they present it to the budget committee. We, in turn, do our process, and we vote on a final budget. That final budget, with all the numbers and everything broken out, is called the docket. So if you hear someone referring to the docket, they're just talking about the published numbers for a breakdown of how much money the city needs to run and how much money the school board needs to run. The docket also is published, and what do you know, you can find that on the Tiverton website, the Tiverton Town website. The budget this year, the one that is recommended, that the budget committee forwarded, recommends a 3.3% increase over last year. And it's that docket with that 3.3% increase which is going to the financial town meeting on May the 9th. And then we all approve that. And again, it's on May the 9th at 9 o'clock. Let's talk the numbers. What's the total bill? The total amount of money to run the town this year, both sides, both the municipal side and the school portion, is $42.2 million, and I'm on page 10 if you're following along in your handout. The municipal side is $16.7 million, and the school side is about $25.5 million for a total, of $42.2 million. We get some money from outside sources, various sources. It's not important where the government, some other odds and ends, some other revenues. That's $11 million. So if you subtract that bottom line of $42 million, which is a bill, from the $11 million we get from someplace else, the amount that the taxpayers got to pay, that's you and me, is $31.2 million. That's our tax. That's what we are going to pay to keep the city running, assuming that we approve it at the financial town meeting. By the way, this is about 3.3% more than last year. It breaks down to $956,000 increase. That's the amount of money that increased over last year's budget. No, moving to page 11. School budget is 60% of the budget, and it is the largest town expense. And the largest portion of the school budget is due to labor costs. The school budget, as I mentioned, is $25.5 million. State aid, various sources, and various other things, about $5.3 million. Salaries and benefits is $19.5 million. That's what we're paying our folks there, as well as their benefits. And your property taxes are about $20.2 million. So you see there's a lot of money there based on labor fees. By the way, this doesn't include the school debt payment, aka the bonds. The bonds that the voters approved in 2004?
Yeah.
2004 for a series of three new elementary schools. That's $2.7 million every year, and I think that goes to 2024. So if the subject of bonds come up, bonds are not free. Bonds are like you're using your credit card. In fact, very similar to that. You got to pay that off. And oh, by the way, you got to pay the interest. So the debt on the school bonds is 2.7. That's added not to the school board side, but based on the processes in state law, that's added to the municipal side of the budget. Now, what are some of the issues we face at the financial town meeting? Danger. Danger. Let me say it again. Danger. Any taxpayer can from the floor, amend the budget for any reason, good or bad. So at the town meeting, I decided we needed an extra $500 million for something. I could approach, make the motion, following some procedures. We vote on it, and if there's sufficient people at the town meeting, that is more a majority, more than 50%, it will carry. It will bypass all the hard work we've done, the budget committee, the town council, and so forth. And it'll be carried, and it'll become a liability for the taxpayers. You get to pay that. There are a number of ways to do this. Number one is you can submit a petition to the town. That has been done once. It's got to be in, I think, by the 5th of April to get on the docket and to be included. And the other way is you just approach the microphone and you make a proposal to increase the funding. The one that I mentioned before by petition is for a new fire engine. Basically, it's entitled the Fire Apparatus Ladder Tower. Basically, it's a new fire engine with a ladder on it. This bypassed the budget committee process. It had bypassed the entire process. It came in after the docket was written and right before the deadline. I personally see it as a cynical attempt to bypass the process because it was known it would not pass. I personally don't think we don't need a new fire engine in this town. It's going to cost $100,000 a year additional for 10 years for a total cost of $950,000. So if it's approved at this financial town meeting, we're going to be paying for this in, 2019 is when we're going to stop paying for this. And every year there's going to be an additional $100,000 added to your tax bill. We don't need this fire engine, this new fire engine. Also, we hear that rumors are there's going to be a motion from the floor to increase the funding for the school committee by $500,000. Again, the formula you follow is every $300,000 increase in taxes increases your tax rate by 1%. So an additional $500,000 to the budget as it's already written will be about a 2% increase. Not to mention the. Am I overloading this? Yes. Okay. I guess I overwhelmed it. I do that a lot. Not to mention the additional $100,000 for the fire engine. So, other good ideas. What other good ideas haven't we heard about yet? How many other things are sulking out there, hundreds of thousands of dollars, that are waiting to be approved at the financial town meeting? We got to hold the line on this. Hold the line. That's what this meeting is all about. Come to the financial town meeting. Everyone in this room needs to be there. Bring your friends. If for no other reason you come for self-defense, everyone out there has got a good reason, excellent reasons, to spend your money. And they'll couch it in all kinds of terms. It's for the children. It's for the safety of the people of Tiverton. It will lower our fire insurance rates. if you plugged in your universal translator from Star Trek and they said that, the translation is, I want your money. That's what it boils down to. Vote no. So what we're saying is hold the line. Vote no to the fire truck. Vote no to any additional funding from the floor for whatever reason. We've done a budget process. We've vetted all of this. If it was important enough to be on the docket, it would have been included in the budget process. And oh, by the way, if the subject is to come up, vote yes if there is a motion to have a secret ballot by machine, specifically voting machines. Many people think we were cheated last year on the financial town meeting. A lot of people think that. A lot of anger in the town remains from that. A lot of irregularities, one of which was when the votes were tallied up, there were more votes than there were people in the room. Isn't that odd? Isn't that odd? How do we prevent that? Well, instead of having the lady with the magic clicker that goes fast, why don't we have an actual machine vote that you put in a card? It comes from the state. They'll give it to us for free. They'll provide the ballots for free. What do we got to lose? Lose absolutely nothing. Also, it eliminates that factor of intimidation. A lot of people were concerned last year, a lot of rowdy folks in the back, shouting, making noise. I'm also a little concerned about what's going to happen if we get a secret ballot. I think maybe some of those people who wouldn't vote in our favor or in favor of no increases now might be able to because their bosses aren't standing around watching them. So, I'm on page 14 now. Come to the financial town meeting. Vote to hold the line. No on the fire engine. No on any increases from the floor. Yes, on a secret ballot via the voting machines. And by the way, while you're here, you need to run for office. I know. What are you saying? We need to have you run for office. That's the reason I'm here. That financial town meeting from last year. That's what convinced me to run for office. I didn't move here from Colorado so I could become a local important guy on the Tiverton Budget Committee. I wish I didn't have to do that. I did it because if I didn't do it, no one else was. And a lot of people in this room would make excellent candidates for the Budget Committee, for the Town Council, for the School Committee, and for the dozen or so other town boards and things that are going on. It doesn't take much. You've got to get involved. We can change things in Tiverton. What did we hear during the November election? You'll never change things around here. You can change things in Tiverton. You change it through the ballot box. That's the democratic process. We proved it in November. And we can do it again beginning with the financial town meeting. And while I'm on the subject, be sure to buy a raffle ticket in the back. By the way, everyone's got a chance to win $1 million. Because we got a $20 scratch ticket in each one. Have yourself a hot dog. Chef Joe Souza in the back, raise your hand, Joe. Chef Joe Souza's famous boiled hot dog recipe. And if you need a soda or something, please head on in there to the bar at the BFW. They'll be pleased to sell you a beverage or something like that. Are we back up here? Good. All right.